Scott City had their chances in this boys' game. They were leading most of the way. Ulysses would take their first lead of the second half. In the final minute and a half of the ball game, the Beavers had a six-point lead late third quarter. Ulysses would cut it to within four, and this is one where Scott City feels like they probably gave one away here, but credit Ulysses for the comeback and stay in the course there, as nobody could score for a long stretch in that fourth quarter, and the Ulysses Tigers end a three-game losing streak to Scott City, airing a victory here tonight, 45-41. And Ulysses has just played tough basketball at home, as their lone loss of the season at home came to the Huguenin Eagles just a week ago, and they're now 5-1. But this is one Scott City kind of let one go here. They've had their chances and not a lot of motion in the offense in the fourth quarter and taking some tough shots there, and that allowed Ulysses to get back into the game. And, boy, Danzel Mendez, he took the game over for the Tigers in the fourth quarter. 10 of his 25 points came in that fourth quarter. Jackson Renford had 17 for Scott City. Alex Tarango had a new career high with 15 points tonight, as the Beavers have now dropped seven of the last nine in the season, and they are now 8-7 on the year and 1-1 in the league. In the stretch of the last five games, they do not get any easier. You get Lakin, Holcomb, Colby, Huguenin, and Goodland down the stretch, and when you're trying to go for seeding in sub-state, how it's set up in 4A, boy, that's a tough stretch there. Sage Steckline came off the bench for the first time tonight. He was sick last couple of days. The Beavers still playing without Avery Knoll, but Ulysses with a big victory to get to seven wins, matching their win total from 2019-2020.